We thought the world changed again for the worse a couple of weeks ago in Manchester. Unfortunately, that was just the beginning following yesterday's terror on the streets of London.
Right, we need to clear this area now. Everybody get out. Everybody keep running. Go, 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 go.
Get out. Everyone, run.
7 people died and almost 50 were injured yesterday when a van ploughed into pedestrians on London Bridge. The 3 terrorists responsible then followed up with a stabbing frenzy in the nearby Borough Market. Joining me this morning from London is Nine News European correspondent Michael Best. Michael, good morning. What is the latest?
Good morning. Well, we now know more about this investigation, more about what the police are dealing with here. They say this all unfolded in just 8 minutes. So 8 minutes from when these 3 attackers first started ramming into people on the London Bridge last night, London time, until they were shot dead by police. Now, police fired 50 rounds. 8 officers took them out. And they say it was because clearly they were killing people and they were intending to kill more. We know that 36 people remain in hospital. 21 of those are critically injured. 7 people, 7 victims so far, have lost their lives, as well as the 3 attackers. Now, a couple of the Australians are injured. There are 2 people, a man and a woman, both suffered slash wounds to the neck. And we've heard this audio of one of the Australian victims, Andrew, describing what happened in the second round.
All of a sudden, the guy comes up with a knife, and I'm like this, ducks it, stabs me there, and I just, like, push him off, blood's going everywhere. I walk into a pub, and I'm like, someone help me, I've just been stabbed.
Yeah.
He looked like, I hate it, because I know the thing with Muslims and terrorism, he looks like a Muslim terrorist.
Yeah, okay.
And I was like, what are you doing?
Now, Michael, Andrew, lucky to get away with just a nick in his neck. He's supposed to be flying home today.
Yes, just a truly extraordinary situation. While so many people have been severely injured, so many people are killed, many others have had extraordinary near misses from this. And I guess despite being caught up in this horrific terrorist attack, lucky to escape with their lives.
Now, have police made any arrests while we've been asleep?
They have. 12 people have been arrested. They've been raided across East London connected with this attack. Clearly, police say they got the 3 attackers. The 3 people actually carried out this terror attack. But they want to know whether there's anyone else involved, whether there's anyone else involved in the planning, whether there's anyone else involved in a wider terror network, and that's what's going on right now.
Any link between this and what happened at the Ariana Grande concert almost 2 weeks ago?
They're saying not at this stage. I believe they're 2 separate incidents. But, of course, it seems so many times these attacks are copied. The modus operandi is copied of what's been done before, and we've seen this sort of attack, a vehicle attack followed up by stabbing just a couple of months ago in London by a single attacker that time, Khalid Massoud. So this is this sort of low-tech attack that seems to have been rolled out across Europe and now the UK in the last 18 months or so.
Michael, has the terror level changed in the UK in the wake of yesterday's attack, or is it still the same?
Not as yet. It's still severe. So that is still the incident at the moment that attack is likely. So I guess that's very high regardless of how you look at it. But no, it hasn't been increased as yet as what we saw after the Manchester bombing just a couple of weeks ago.
Michael Best, UK correspondent for Nine News. We will follow your reports across Nine News today. And, of course, Channel 9 showing the Manchester concert tonight from 8:45. It's set to be another emotional day in the UK.
Certainly is. Thanks, mate.